Please come to a comfortable seated position. Sit up tall. Let your hips be nice and heavy, grounded. Relax your shoulders. Relax your face. And connect your hands to heart center. Relax your mind. Relax into yourself. And just feeling this really peaceful space, the sounds of birds, Mother Nature. Feel your breath. Maybe finding the tiny little inner beginnings of a smile. It's good to be here. We'll begin our practice with the sound of three ohms. Exhale. Deep breath in. Deeply. Namaste. Welcome, everyone. Do we have a spot for you? Yeah, you can set up over there, man, if you want. Cool. Good morning, everyone. My name's Greg, and I'm very happy to guide you through yin yoga today. So we'll be moving into a practice today of really grounding spaciousness. And so yin is described as a silent practice in which we are going to be doing a few little beginning techniques to help calm the mind, to really ground or relax our nervous system. So lowering inner reactivity is another way of saying that. And then once we get our nervous system, the mind, everything nice and zen, then we move into long-held postures in which we just hold stretching on the floor. And we allow ourselves to lean into and explore and be present with the sensations, the emotions, the thoughts that arise when we actually be present with different areas of ourselves that hold tension. And maybe some of you know this clearly, but maybe some of us are new, that tension, in general, tension or tightness, is kind of like a multi-dimensional onion. The experience of it. There's a physical component to tension. But sometimes when we lean into a stretch, for example, it can feel like for example, if the mind is reactive and we touch a part of our bodies, or maybe more practically, we come in contact with an area of our life that is uncomfortable, there's kind of like a big bright red stop sign, and it's like, whoa, no way, and we immediately back away from it. But just like a stop sign, it's like if you look at it from far away, it seems like a really solid thing, But if you just calmly approach it, taking little steps with an observing, relaxed mentality, you can look and it's like, oh, it's actually not red. It's a mixture of different colors. Oh, there's different layers to it. There's texture. And same with tension. If we allow ourselves to lean into that space with kindness, with compassion, you can start to see the relationship between the physical sensation, between the emotional reaction to it, between the mental resistance. And we get to explore into and then loosen up that whole matrix, that whole onion, so to speak. And in my experience, what we find is that 99% of tension is actually up here in the mind, how we resist the tension. And if we can relax into it, then the body very soon follows suit. So it's really a practice of relaxing the mind and observing that mind-body connection, which is really, really nice. So we'll start with some initial movements, a breath technique, and then I wanted to offer you out meditation. It's really simple, and it's kind of like an invocation. And I learned it from a traditional Bali priest here. I usually don't offer this one, but I've been feeling it really, really nicely lately. You might not understand what's happening, but I invite you to just do the little hand positions. Try your best to just observe what's happening. You might not resonate with the things that I say, but it's what was given to me, and so I'll offer it out to you. And for me, there's something really beautiful and deep in it. It takes about 4 minutes altogether. So you just feel it, and then maybe you can remember it. I'm recording this class, so you'll have access to it. I put classes for online for free, and so if you check out if you sign up to the mailing list after, then I'll send you a link to the class for it. So you'll have access, and a bunch of others. So sitting tall, let's get into it. Slide the hips back, hands on your knees. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Grounding exhale. Beginning with gentle movements of the spine. As you inhale through the nose, bring your rib cage out to the left and forward, making a spiral, a loop with the whole spine. And as you exhale, rib cage to the right and backwards. Make this as large or as centered as you like. Close your eyes and just start breathing into this movement. Inhaling half of it, exhaling the other half. Yin is a very grounding, very meditative practice. For some of us who are new to the process of slowing down and just observing the ongoings or processes inside, it can be challenging at first. Maybe we're not used to just being with sensations. And so be really kind, really gentle with yourself. And let's let go of any judgment. Just letting the experience be whatever it needs to be today. Letting your mind relax. Letting go of comparison. And then gently switching directions. Relax the muscles of your forehead and focus a little more on your breathing See if you can stretch the breath a little more mindfully, end to end. Really relax your face. Relax your mind. Cultivating the vibration of gentleness, patience, tenderness with yourself. Slowing down. And come to a neutral spine. You can remain seated, or for the next 6 minutes or so, you can do this breathing technique laying on your back. So it's up to you. Beginning the Sitali, or the Sitkari. This is a cooling and calming breath technique in which we breathe in cool air and we exhale silently, releasing tension. The first is for those who can curl your tongue, and you can begin. You don't have to wait for me. Tongue curlers. Make a little straw with your tongue. Stick your tongue past your lips. And then inhale just calmly and smoothly. Feel cool air on the surface of your tongue coming in. And when you exhale, just close the lips. Exhale calmly out of the nose. Inhaling through the tongue again. There's a little sound like breathing through a straw. And the exhale is just silent, releasing tension. Continue for about 6 minutes. For those who can't curl their tongue, Sitkari, the hissing breath. The lower lip relaxes, open, teeth are together, and you inhale like a wispy hiss through the teeth. The second one's about 5-10 times louder, just naturally. And don't be shy. Let that wind flow and cool the inside of your mouth. And every time you exhale, silently release some tension. Sitali or Sitkari, the cooling pranayama. You may yawn, your eyes may water. You may feel emotions percolating around the heart and solar plex. You're stimulating energy meridians connected with your lips, your tongue, which are connected to your heart. Slowly cooling those energy lines. Releasing anger, frustration, and aggression over time, gently, gently. The less you force it, the more effective it is. feeling, a grounding, a calming. Keep relaxing your mind, relaxing your eyes. Never force. Take a break if you need to. In all our dealings with the heart, we want to be kind. Compassionate. Understanding. Last minute, those of you laying on your back, keep doing the breath, but slowly make your way up to a meditation posture. Really calm. Need to sit on a block or a bolster, do so. Two last rounds. Really feel that cool quality. Cool as a cucumber. Your palms facing up on your knees, connect your middle finger and thumbs. Just feel that gentle mudra for a moment. Spine is straight, but relax your face. Eyes gently at your third eye. This is a simple and very old meditation, or you could call it even an inner ritual or an inner puja, giving gratitude for the different elements of life, of the world. And so in each part, you just find that feeling of gratitude. We'll do a little position. I'll cue you to hold your breath. I'll chant a mantra. And while I'm chanting the mantra, just feel gratitude and stay with the third eye. The first is this position. Gratitude for the five elements. Five elements of the world. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. Exhale all the way. Hold this nice mudra, mind and body. Deep breath in. Hold your breath. Suck in your belly. Third eye. Om Bhurabhuva Swaha Tat Savitur Vareniyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Yo yo na prachodayate swaha. exhale. And now gently keep the hand position and bring the hands touching at the wrists away from each other, just in front of your solar plex, with the right hand fingers facing up, the left hand fingers facing down. You need to peek here for a moment, that's fine. Find a straight spine. For the three realms, the different bhargos, the divine realm, the material realm, which we're all in, and the under realm. Exhale. Gratitude for this space. Deep breath in. Hold the breath, suck in the belly, third eye. Om Bhurbhuva Swaha Tat Savitur Vareniyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Yo Yo Na Prachodayate Swaha. Keep the pose, exhale. Just feel. Keep the hand position, opening the arms up like a cactus. Just soft fingers, middle finger, thumbs touching. Next is gratitude for the union of masculine and feminine, for our mother and our father, for the god, the goddess, together creating us. Gratitude. Exhale. Third eye. Deep breath in. Contemplate that union of polarity. Hold the breath. Stomach sucks in. Om Bhurbhuva Swaha Tat Savitur Vareniyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Yo Yo Na Prachodayate Swaha. Keep it. Exhale. You're just listening to the mantra. Holding your breath. You can chant in your own mind. Release the hand finger mudra and bring the palms together at your forehead. All of the different manifestations, the infinite forms of creation, from one trunk, one wrist, spreading out into five, spreading out into infinity. Exhale. Chanting with me in your mind. Deep breath in. Big breath, hold it. Third eye, suck in your belly strong. Om Bhurbhuva Swaha Tat Savitur Vareniyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Yo Yo Na Prachodayate Swaha. Keep it. Exhale. Infinite forms. One source. And the last one. Thumbs stay together. The ring, pinky, and second finger of your right hand come in. Your left four fingers, just hold underneath the right hand, and your right pointy finger connects with both thumbs. Lower that like a little beak down in front of your belly. If you're not sure, you can look here. And this is just gratitude to all the divine. Exhale. Deepest breath in. Hold it. Apply the root lock. Suck your belly in. Third eye. Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Yo Yo Na Prachodayate Swaha. Exhale, keep the pose. Meditate here for 1 minute. Gently release your hands. Thank you. Straightening your legs forward. Do a little stretch. And let's move really slowly when we move. Keeping your eyes closed for the whole practice if you can. Some of you may sit on a bolster or a block here. Keep your right leg straight. Bend your left knee. Bring your left foot over, around, to the side next to your right hip. Your upper leg is pointing forward like an arrow. The sole of your left foot pointing backwards. Slide your hips back. Keep that beautiful meditative seed inside you, either remaining here or very gently leaning forward until you feel the beginning of the stretch in the back of your body. And when you find the stretch that you can be still with, so just start with 1%, 5%, don't go too deep. Close your eyes. Comfortable, relaxed breathing. Just observe. Relax your hands. 5 minutes. Wave after wave of unfolding experience. field. There's a widening and a releasing, like a massaging effect inside. And at your own time, whenever it feels ready, you just start releasing inner resistance. Releasing the muscles. Releasing the mind. The mental resistance to what you're feeling. If you like, and if you know the Gayatri Mantra, you can very gently chant it in your mind. Not aggressively, like a peaceful, peaceful repetition. The meaning, essentially, is the whole universe is sacred. There's not one sensation, one thing out of place. You relax your hands more. Your elbows. Your shoulders and your neck. Your whole upper body starts to hang onto the lower body. Relax your face. Both of your hips. Both of your legs. Very calmly take the last breath of the pose, deeply inhaling into that back line, expanding the balloon. And very calmly sink down as you exhale. Just let something else release, soften. Keeping your eyes closed. Slowly sit up. Keep your legs the same way for a moment. Really relaxed and mindful breathing. In slow motion, lean back, allow Allow your left leg to come straight. Slowly, the other leg. The sole of your right foot is pointing backwards. If you did the other one, just switch it up. Start off nice and straight. Just come into a present moment. You know, there's background noises, banging one side, kids on the other. Perfect. Perfect situation to practice letting go of resistance. To just practice being okay with what you're feeling. Don't go too deep. And when you're ready, start leaning forward. You're cultivating an inner awareness, an inner stillness amidst a changing flow of experiential sensations. Try to be still. Gentle breathing. About 4 minutes to go. Let your breath be your mantra. On the inhale, acceptance. On the exhale, surrender. Scanning your body from your fingers to your toes, releasing all of the different muscle groups one at a time. last 20 seconds. Drop into the space behind the sensations, the inner source that is observing. That inner stillness. Taking the final deep breath in. Let it all go limp for a moment. In slow motion, eyes closed, keep breathing and sit up, keeping your legs the same. Try not to react here. See if you can just stay with what you're feeling. Notice all the emotions. Notice all the different thoughts, different flavors. For so many of us, these deeper feelings of inner resistance are actually always at play, and they govern so many of our actions, so many unconscious actions, always trying to move around or get rid of discomfort. But there is a way of being in which you can actually be present with discomfort, just like you can be present with joy. Bringing awareness to this deeper layer. And maybe shining a light on some of the actions that come from it. Straightening your legs. Take a nice deep breath in and out. Good job, guys. Scoot your hips forward and then lay on your back. Have a block handy. Just beside you. Take a deep breath in and let your spine really release here. For the next one, we'll be moving a block and laying back on a block and placing the block widthwise, foundationally, underneath the back of your heart. And so you just lift your elbows or lift up your chest, your head. Keep the bottom of your hips on the floor and slide the block up a little more. So when you lay back, the block is under your heart. Some of you might go to second level or third level, quite flexible. Some of you might be on a bolster, softer. Let your head hang back. Invite invite your arms to naturally go wherever it feels the best for them. By the sides. Maybe over the top. Become the observer here. Eyes relax. Find the inner mantra. And let yourself receive this position. The more that you let go trying to get anywhere, the more you'll release in the pose. It's the moment that you completely surrender, trying to change it. Completely surrender the desire for your experience to be any different. In that moment, the mind dissolves into the present, and the nervous system ripples out. On each inhale, I accept. On each exhale, release one little thing. Relax your belly. Relax your neck. Relax your head. Here's a nice one. Relax the belief that the way you are is a permanent, finite thing. Open up to the truth that everything changes, including every part of you and the whole universe. Coming into the last full breath. Amazing. Deep inhale. Maybe a big ha. Shoulders, hands, feet. Relax. Try to move really slowly. So you're observing all the sensations as you come out 1 millimeter at a time. Breathe. Keep your eyes closed. Intuitively lift off the block, bring it out to the side. Lay on your back. Straighten your legs. Let the prana flow down your legs, down your arms. Allow the subtle energy to ground into the earth. Grounding the back of your head, the back of your heart. Back of your hips. You're fully supported here. And even in this position, feels like you're totally relaxed. Let's see if you can relax your subtle awareness a little layer deeper, somewhere in your being. Find it with your awareness. Take one breath and relax that little thing. Beautiful. Slowly, prop yourself up on your elbows. Stay really relaxed here. And then maybe prop yourself up on your hands so you can see what's happening at the front. Sometimes I try to describe this one, but then it can get confusing, so it's easy to see it. So you'll be laying on your belly. Imagine I'm laying flat, legs are straight. The left arm will reach out straight, but then the left arm lifts up a little bit. So not straight to the side, it's more like 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, it's like 9:30. Maybe something like that, yeah? And then, having the block handy to rest your head on, arm out to the side, shoulder, starting by pushing, keeping my shoulder on the floor, pushing with the hand, sliding my hips forward, and then this right side leg becomes a brace. Many of us will stay here, something like this. Take the block, feeling a deep stretch through the neck, the shoulder. Breathing. Arm can be relaxed wherever you like. Over time, you can get both legs like so. Breathing. The moment you hold your breath, it's like when the energy stops. So relax, breathing. And then maybe this arm actually reaches behind. The bottom palm faces down, and this upper hand interlaces through. So both palms are facing down. This will be the deeper version. And then you can even let the legs start hanging this way. And give our shoulders a little bit of love here. So turn onto your belly, facing the back of the room. Have a block handy near your head. You might not use the block. Left arm reaches straight out to the left. Do a little negotiation with your neighbors. Be open here. Share the space. And then your left arm moves up a little bit to 9:30. Keep the whole hand, palm, shoulder there. Press down your right hand and start to turn your belly to the right. Bringing a nice weight onto your right, onto your left shoulder. Push your hips forward. Bend your right knee up. Start off there. Remember, guys, if we go too deep into the pose, we get caught up in reaction to the physical sensation. So there's a skill required here and an awareness. How can I choose a posture in which I can still maintain that meditation? Nice, deep breathing. You may like to have a block under your head and move your head back in space. And over time, you feel flexible. Both knees can bend up with your hips in the middle. Your right arm can reach backwards, hanging behind you. This is for a handful of people in the room. Don't get attached to the deeper pose. It's not for time. And one, two, the right arm will actually come all the way back. Left palm stays down. Then you interlace through the top as you go. Sensitive breathing now. Breathe into your left shoulder. Breathe out of your left shoulder. Thank you.
whenever you feel ready, you can allow a little more weight to lean backwards. Last minute, a little less. Maybe the inner mantra. I am one with my experience. Can remain exactly as you are. Total acceptance. Total acceptance. And for the last breath, deeply inhale. Release something. Relax your right hand. Relax your left arm. Both legs. In slow motion, keep your left arm where it is, coming out of the pose, come off of that block, lay on your belly, and just turn your head to the left in the same direction as your left arm. Just let the blood flow here. Feel the release. Maybe you just liberated some emotions. Just let those flow. It's so good. Keep breathing. Offer kindness to yourself. Then switch sides. Start off in the middle of your mat. If you look out at your right arm, it's pointing straight out to the right, but then just a little bit forward. Pushing.
head on the block, often very comfortable. Or you let the neck hang. Experience. It's always the moment where I completely let go of any outcome, any idea of what the pose should be. That the very effort of anticipation releases from the center, and then something releases. Two or three big haws. Inhale deeply. Stay very peaceful, you're doing great. Inhale, take your time, fill up all the way into the upper chest. Legs are even heavier. Last one. Inhale, relax the space behind your eyes.
slowly come onto your belly. Keep your right arm out where it is. Remove the block. Just turn your neck, turn your head to the right. Let the blood flow to the hand. Let the energy flow from the heart outwards, grounding to the earth through your arm. Mother Earth, she's right there. She never left. She's always been there. In the moments of life when we felt so tight, when we felt so confused, we've always been supported. Turn onto your back. Job, guys. Hug both of your knees in. Interlace your fingers. If it feels okay, you can wrap your forearms right around. That's fine too. Just a relaxed hold here. Don't try so hard. Take a few breaths. Breathing up and down your spine. And as you breathe, the intention of sweeping awareness up and down, you're also feeling and allowing what you feel. Relax your forehead. Relax your jaw. Relax your throat. Relax your belly. Relax the deep inner pelvic floor. Just let your tailbone release a bit here from the inside. Let your crown release from the inside. Giving yourself one final hug. You can actually lift up, give yourself an actual embrace here. It feels really nice. And maybe give each knee a little kiss. Release your legs to the floor. Unfold. Final Shavasana. If your back is sore, you could put a bolster under your knees, or just for more comfort. Arms and legs are close to the midline. Heels almost touching. Let your toes hang apart. Palms are open, and then let your arms and legs just hang. Just let the whole body hang open here. Relax your feet apart. Slight tuck of the chin, perhaps. The back of the neck gets a little longer.
intuitive releases of your forehead, your jaw. Relax your solar plex so your belly is completely soft. All of the inner organs release. Relax your arms. Relax your hands. Relax your hips, your whole spine. Relax your legs and your feet. Dropping your awareness a little deeper. Relax your spinal cord, the tiny, subtle little muscles. Relax the bands of energy circulating around your spine, releasing the top of the head, releasing the bottom of the tail, releasing each vertebra. Relax your consciousness, letting your mind disperse and relax through the edges of itself into that blissful unknown, the space. Relax your heart. Relax your spirit. gently. Bring awareness back to this space. Enjoy the flow of energy here. Wiggling your fingers and your toes just slightly. Tiny little wiggles. Gently roll to your right hand side. Relax every muscle here. Go totally limp. Let yourself be held in this moment. Calmly and quietly come up to a seated posture. Keep your eyes closed as much as you can. Maybe sitting on a block, comfortable meditation pose. Middle finger and thumbs gently touch. Shoulders relax open. Feel into the central line of your being and lift it up. Eyes relax, face totally calm. Bring awareness to your third eye. Peacefully rest. Mind and body. Peacefully here. With all of creation. For the last minute, see if you can keep all of these things, your awareness, third eye, posture, but then release any internal effort to make anything happen. Just let go. Any internal effort. And be here. Take a deep breath in. Connecting your hands in prayer. Namaskara Mudra. We'll close with one soft Om, three soft Shantis together. Exhale. Deep breath in. Namaste. You are so beautiful. Your light is so special. Thank you for taking time to connect and share today.